What's something you're scared of?
I don't know.
I am scared of failing,
not knowing the answer to something.
Girls.
Well, it's October, the spookiest month. I've been talking with some friends about what scares them.
I used to be really, really afraid of the dark, and I'm not so afraid of the dark anymore.
What about things that you didn't used to be scared of that you're scared of now? And that's a long list for me. I used to not be afraid of any dogs, and now when I see dogs in the street, if they don't have a person with them, I automatically assume they're angry and mean.
Fears come and go, of course, and they're relative. For instance, I used to be terrified of shots. When I got my kindergarten vaccines, I had to be held down in the doctor's office. I've gotten better, but I'm still kind of a wimp about needles, so most years I've declined to get a flu shot. But then last fall, I actually got the flu, on a road trip, and it was every bit as horrible as everyone says. So now, I'm even more afraid of getting sick than I am of needles. And at the beginning of this month, I ran straight to get my flu shot. It took about 15 seconds, and felt like a mosquito bite. When I decided to move to Western Alaska, a lot of people asked me if I was scared to come here. I told them the truth, which was, I wasn't really. That wasn't bravado, it just felt like the right thing to do. But it wasn't really quite that simple. I was scared to leave my relatively new home of Durham, North Carolina, somewhere I'd been really happy. I believe that a lot of who we are depends on where we are, and I guess I was scared of who I'd be in a new context. But just like the fear of influenza, there was something even scarier kicking me out the door. We'll get back to that. Starting anything new is intimidating. My first couple weeks here, I was scared of all the swanky, blinking technology I would be responsible for, scared when I took a phone call, and scared when I made a phone call. I was scared of stumbling over my words in the newscast, which inevitably I did, and continue to do. I still have to psych myself up before I do an interview. And then afterward, I have to summon my courage just to listen to the tape, knowing I'm gonna have to hear my own nervous laughter and rambling questions. But like I said, there's something that scares me way more than all of that. It scares me more than almost anything. What is it? What is the thing that goes bump in the dark night of my soul? It's never doing any of the things I really want to do in my life. I want to tell stories and help other people tell their own stories. And that is why I left a place I loved and all my friends and family and moved 4,000 miles to Nome, Alaska on the Bering Sea. That is why I came to KNOM. It hasn't all been easy. I'm still scared a lot of the time, and I question what I'm doing. And not every friendship can beat the distance. But I'm still so grateful to be here. Another thing I've been scared about up here is winter. Wearing my wool sweaters in July seriously freaked me out and had me dreading the cold and dark to come. But just yesterday we had our first real snow, and today it's snowing even more. And I'm just excited. Thank you, Poddington Bear, for making so much cool music. The end.